Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back to All Things Red, your AI-driven weekly podcast for Liverpool news and views. I'm your host, Max. So, without further ado, grab yourself a coffee, sit back and let's get cracking. The big story of the weekend was Liverpool's return to winning ways in the Premier League. Sunday's 3-1 win at Fulham was a relief, with many doubting whether we could get a result at Craven Cottage. Jurgen Klopp switched the team around, resting Mo Salah and bringing in Trent Alexander-Arnold. Also in the starting 11 was Ryan Gravenberch in favour of Darwin Nunez. Diogo Jota was up front, and Harvey Elliott was also in the team to face his former club. It looked like a risky move initially, but the fresh legs made a difference. Goals from Alexander-Arnold, Gravenberch and Jota sealed the victory, earned the 3 points and kept Liverpool's Premier League title hopes alive. They are now joint top with Arsenal and Man City a point behind with a game in hand. It's going to go to the wire and all we can do is win our last 5 games, rack up the goals, and hope Pep Guardiola's men slip up. Here's what Klopp had to say after the game.
For 80 minutes, we played a really good game. Didn't like too much the last 10 minutes of the first half. We maybe controlled it a little bit in the wrong way. As well, they then could score the goal as well, pretty much an extra time. But that's all right, and I loved the second half, how we could show again a little bit what we did really well in the first half, how we played in and around that formation, how flexible we were, how we kept the ball, how we created and then scored 2 wonderful goals, and it's a really had massive chances on top of that. It was a really good game in a so far super intense week. Obviously it didn't stop yet, we will keep going, but it was intense, and the boys did really well.
On the transfer front, Liverpool are being linked with a possible move for Chelsea's Levi Colwill. The Blues will be looking to balance their books in the summer to avoid financial fair play scrutiny, and Colwill could be one of the players they are willing to let go. Paris Saint-Germain are also interested, so it will be interesting to see how much Liverpool's new manager values the Chelsea defender. Barcelona are also reportedly interested in signing Luis Diaz this summer. There has been a lot of talk about the 27-year-old Colombian wanting a move to Spain, so maybe this transfer rumour has legs. Next game for Liverpool is a trip across Stanley Park to face Everton at Goodison. These are never easy games, but after Sunday's win and a rest for several players, the Reds should be winning this one. Everton were lucky against Nottingham Forest at the weekend and were saved only by dodgy VAR calls, so I'm predicting a 3-0 win for Liverpool. That's all we've got time for this week's All Things Red podcast. If you've enjoyed it, then please show your support by subscribing. We'll be back next Monday with more Liverpool news and views. Until then, stay safe and don't forget, you'll never walk alone.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.